Good morning. This is the Senate Finance Committee. It is Saturday, April 18, 2015. It is 9:10 a.m. We're in room 532 in Alaska's state capital here in Juneau, Alaska. With me at the table, Vice Chairman Michicki, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson, myself, Senator McKinnon, and we should be joined shortly by Senator Kelly. On today's agenda, we have House Bill 105. It's the ADA bill, bonds programs, loans for an LNG project. Under bills previously heard, we have HB 41, it's sports fishing services, and HB 178, workers' compensation medical fees. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning before we begin today's business? I'd like to invite Aaron Schein to the table. Senator Michicki, I believe we have a CS.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 105 Finance 29-GH1019/F before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of introduction. Ms. Schein, can you walk us through the new CS?
Yes. Good morning. For the record, my name is Aaron Schein, and I'm staff to Senator Anna McKinnon, the Senate's Finance Committee. The CS before you, version F, brings in parts of the Senate Bill 50 that we received, as well as House Bill 105 that came over from the House. I'll go through a sectional analysis so that you understand what parts are in each from each of the bills. There's an expanded title on page 1. And then starting on page 1 in section 1, this is the legislative intent language. This has not changed from the Senate version that we adopted. This is Senator Coghill's amendment. In section 2, starting on page 2, line 13, this raises the limitation on amounts that ADA can loan or bond for without getting legislative approval. As Mr. Terrio had stated on the record, because of the loss of purchasing power due to the cost of inflation, as well as the general size and scope of projects that are now coming to ADA, this increase was requested in the original bill. Moving on to section 3, on page 3, line 1, this also is raising the bonding level. However, there was also another amendment, I believe, that Senator Michicki had offered in the Resources Committee on page 3, line 4, and line 5, changing law to the legislature. In section 4, page 3, line 11, this again is raising the bonding level for ADA from $20 million to $25 million. The rest of that section continues on through to page 5. Section number 5 is the start of many sections that put sideboards on the IE project specifically. Let's see, on section 5, section 6, 7, and 8. That incorporates most of the language that we had received from the House version. In section 9, starting on page 6, line 19 through 25, this is also added language from the House version that we had a walkthrough on. Section 10 is another bonding amendment. It actually brings it down from $85 million to $28 million. This was in the original bill. Section 11 on page 7, line 2 through 5, this is a repealer section. This is original language from the, as it was introduced from the governor. And then section 12 is the report language that was in both versions of the bill that we had received. With that, Madam Chair, I can answer any questions the committee might have.
Are there questions on adopting the CS? Seeing and hearing none, I'll remove my objections. Is there any further objections on the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill 105? ADA. Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS for the CS for House Bill number 105, Finance, /F, is adopted and before the committee. Mr. Terrio.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Deputy Commissioner Parity and I are here to answer questions. We thank you for the CS. I believe it does contain all of the critical information or language for the IEP. The sideboards that have been included, we did work with members of the House. The language was made workable for the IEP, so we do appreciate that in so we could honor our commitment to House members to work with them. And I know that the new executive director for ADA was interested in keeping as many of the repealers just to sort of clean up the books of ADA, so that is helpful for the authority.
Senator Terrio, what we're going to do is set this aside. What I was going to request of you is if you would take the next hour or so to make sure that you digest the bill and then be prepared for any comments for critical criticism or anything else that you might have for us, and then we'll call you back after we finish our floor session. We have a 1:30 meeting. We'll be prepared to try to move the bill at that time, but I want to give my members enough time to have a second look at the CS and make sure that we haven't missed something.
Yeah. So, yes, Mr. Parity. We will also have an adjusted fiscal note for you to look at that covers the new content of the bill.
That would be helpful. Mr. Parity, any comments?
For the record, Fred Parity, no ma'am.
Thank you. With that, I'd like the committee, after we've adopted the bill, to allow everyone an opportunity to take a look at it, make sure we haven't missed anything. We'll set House Bill 105 aside. Senator Machicki.
Quick question, Madam Chair. Do you have any idea why they added the word? So I'm sensitive to the folks in the interior who at least want propane considered, if that ends up being the right interim solution. Perhaps there's a longer-term pipeline or something. But do you know why they said, or propane air mixture?
To the senator's question, to the chair. When you distribute the propane in a pipe system, it generally is, there is a mixture of air to bring the BTU content down to what's appropriate for the appliances. I don't know all the science of it, but I've been familiar with that terminology for some time.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from committee members before we set the bill aside? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to the next item before the Senate Finance Committee. The next item is HB 41. We have not heard this bill before. I think it's been scheduled before. The CS for House Bill number 41, Finance, an act relating to sports fishing services, sports fishing operators, and sports fishing guides, and providing for an effective date. If I could invite Representative Munoz or her staff, Crystal Keeneman, to the table to introduce the bill for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Senate Finance Committee. Both Representative Munoz and Representative Tilton extend their apologies for not being able to be here this morning. House Bill 41 would reestablish the Sport Fish Guide and Licensing Operator Program. This program was originally adopted in 2004 and implemented in the 2005 fishing season. This last year, December 31 of 2014, this program was sunsetted. It was, from our understanding, it wasn't anything in regards to the program, but it just, the legislation didn't quite move through the process as smoothly last time. What this bill does, it amends the existing fee structure, so it doubles the fees necessary to ensure that the program is budget neutral. It also ensures a basic level of professional certification for individuals who serve the guide recreation fishing public, as well as members of the public, to ensure their safety, that minimum standards are met. There's first aid requirements, liability standards. Both the fishing industry and the general public benefit from this guide program being in existence. And Madam Chair, I'm willing to go through the sectional if needed by the committee, or I'm available for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Kahneman. Yes, we'd like to walk through on the sectional, please.
Absolutely. Section 1 of the bill is effective January 1, 2016. It establishes licensing fees at the rate of $20 for operators, $100 for guides, and a $200 combined license. Section 2 is effective January 1, 2016.
Ms. Kinnaman, I believe you spoke incorrectly on the first section. The sports fishing operator is $200, correct, not $20?
Madam Chair, yes, sorry, $200.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that it didn't go off somewhere at a different number.
Absolutely. My apologies.
No worries. Section 2?
Section 2 is effective January 1, 2016. It amends Title 1605395, which is a sport fishing vessel registration. It also updates the statute references to reflect the reinstated program. Section 3 of the bill is effective January 1, 2021, which reflects the five-year sunset of this bill. And so it would remove language in Section 4 to reflect that sunset provision.
Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Do we have the wrong sectional analysis?
Oh, I'm following along in the brief at ease. We're back on the record. Ms. Kinnaman, we were on Section 3. You identified a 1-1-2021 effective date, and this is a five-year sunset provision?
Yes, Madam Chair, my apologies for that. In the other body on the floor, there was the amendment that changed that from a 10-year sunset to a five-year sunset. And so the updated sectional that you have reflects that.
Please proceed.
Section 4 of the bill is effective January 1, 2016. It reestablishes the sport fish operating license, the guide license, reporting requirements, penalties, definitions. The only change that's included in this that was from the original statute is to reflect the updated statute citations. Section 5 of the bill is effective January 1, 2016. It reinserts language into AS 2527-240-S2, as this language was repealed with the sunset. There's also a cleanup of statute recommended by the drafters since Subsection II was repealed in 2005. Section 6 of the bill is effective January 1, 2016. It reinserts language into AS 4121506, which is the comprehensive management plan and regulations that was repealed with the sunset provision. This language requires the DNR commissioner to develop and adopt a management plan for the Kenai River Special Management Area in conjunction with the borough. Section 7 is effective January 1, 2021, and it removes language in Section 8 to reflect the sunset provision. Section 8 of the bill is effective January 1, 2021, and they are repealers associated with the sunset provision. Sections 9 and 10 of the bill are transitional provisions for regulations with the effective date, and Sections 3, 7, and 8 of the bill take effect January 1, 2021, which is a sunset, and Section 12 of the bill provides for a January 1 effective date.
Thank you for that walkthrough. Are there questions from committee members on the CS for House Bill number 41, Finance? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In Section 1, why do we have, if someone is going to get an operator's license for $200, why wouldn't they just go ahead and get a combined license for the same fee? It seems as though if you're going to get a combined license, you would have to pay a little bit more. So why is it the same price for an operator's license and a combined license?
Thank you, Senator Hoffman, through the chair. Ben Mulligan from Fish and Game is here as well to differentiate the differences between those. But essentially, the operator oversees the whole program and, you know, they're the charter operation and the guides work for the operator. So therefore, with the, and Ben's here for additional information.
Is there any questions from the bill sponsor? I have questions for Mr. Mulligan, too. So, Mr. Mulligan, if you'd join us at the table, place yourself on the record, your affiliation, and then we'll proceed with questions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Ben Mulligan, legislative liaison to the Department of Fish and Game.
Thank you, Mr. Mulligan. We also have off-net from the Department of Fish and Game, Tom Brookover. So I just want to make sure that you knew all the resources we have available. Senator Dunleavy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Mulligan, if in the next 2 years the logs are going to be converted from written to electronic form, should we not have a sunset of 2 years? As these fees are going to probably, these fee increases are probably going to be no longer needed?
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, the plan right now as I know it is, and as you may know, is that we're going to roll out a beta test on the Kenai River this year. Depending on, you know, bugs, hiccups in real life application with those guides, we're hoping that we'll be ready in 2 years. But at the time, 5 years seemed a good conservative time just in case we did have some unforeseen difficulties with this new sunset. Our plan is still to have something up and running in a couple of years. And at that time, it would be a good time for the legislature and us to come forward to say, this is what the new program costs, and we could look at readjusting the fees.
So, if you, Madam Chair?
Senator Dunleavy, I'm planning on proposing an amendment to reduce the time frame to 2 years, but please continue.
So the 2 years, you feel within 2 years, things should be up and running, but you've given yourself a couple-year cushion.
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, yes, just for unforeseen.
Okay, thanks. Oh, baby.
Please. We're back on the record. Senator Dunleavy?
Question was asked and answered.
Thank you. Are there other questions from committee members on the CS? We have an amendment that has been brought to us. Senator Machicki, are you familiar with the amendment?
No, Madam Chair.
Brief at ease. record, there is an amendment that I'm considering. Actually, there's two of them. One, I just want to put the amendments on the record so we knew what they were before we go to public testimony, so that folks knew what we were considering. So we're in a question and answer period to understand what's there. Senator Machicki, did you want to outline what the proposed amendment would do, and then we're going to set the amendment aside?
Certainly. The amendment essentially reworks Section 6 in a way that is not substantially different other than Section G. What Section G allows is that the, what I understand to be a pretty hands-on course, to be available online, and it says shall. So I'm just hoping that during the break here, since we're not, I just want to contact the actual commercial operators on in the Kenai River Special Management Area and see if that works for them, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I will be proposing a conceptual amendment at some point to reduce the extension from 5 years to 2, so I'd like you to keep that on your minds. Mr. Bullard, are you online from Legislative Legal?
Chairwoman McKinnon, this is Alpheus Bullard at Ledge Legal, and yes, I'm available here online.
Mr. Bullard, could you explain what a draft amendment A.5 would propose to do?
Members of the committee, and Chairwoman McKinnon, I think that the recent summary was accurate, that this course that's required of licensed guides to work in the Kenai River Special Management Area, that the department would be required to offer that course online in addition to whatever venues that they would otherwise offer the course in.
Mr. Mulligan, does that mean there would be an additional expense to develop an online course?
Through the chair, to the chair, Senator McKinnon, this program, as you'll note, is in Title 41. The Kenai River Special Management Area is managed by DNR, and unfortunately, I cannot answer that question for them.
Okay, so possible new fiscal note that we'll need to check on. Is there any additional question on the bill itself? Seeing and hearing none, thank you for joining Senate Finance this morning and introducing the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
What I'd like to do is open the public hearing on the CS for House Bill Number 41, Finance. It's backslash A. It's an act relating to sports fishing services, sports fishing operators, and sports fishing guides and providing for an effective date. Is there anyone here in Juneau wishing to testify on the CS for House Bill Number 41, Finance? Seeing and hearing none, heading to the Kodiak LIO, Dick Rohrer. Mr. Rohrer, welcome to Senate Finance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Dick Rohrer, longtime Alaska resident, 50 years, big game guide, also sport fish guide since about 1980. My testimony is in no way intended to stop this bill from passing. I do want to point out just a couple of concerns. Actually, I'll limit it to one today. It's under the penalty section on line 23, page 5, line 22, actually. I desired to see the word knowingly in that line changed to intentionally. This deals with only the penalty for untimely reporting of logbooks and a violation if I forget to put my guide license or ID in my pocket and get checked. Those two things under this section are a strict liability violation. First offense is a $200 fine, which anybody can afford that. But the second offense is a Class B misdemeanor, and that's a potential 90 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. And also, on line 29, there's the potential for the court to take my license. I would submit that's way too severe. I understand that it's very difficult to prove intentional rather than knowingly, and I would submit that it ought to be difficult to take my license for, potentially take my license for failing to meet a timely report. But I understand the concern for time, and I think I heard you suggest that possibly you would put a recommended 2-year sunset on this bill instead of 5, and I would certainly support that and encourage you to do it. That will give us time to work on some of these issues that we're concerned about and not hold up the bill so it doesn't pass. Thank you, ma'am.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, thank you for coming out on a Saturday, Mr. Rohrer. We appreciate you joining Senate Finance today. Is there anyone else off net or here in Juneau wishing to testify on House Bill 41? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing on the CS for House Bill number 41 Finance is closed. I'm going to request, we're trying to get DNR online. Is DNR there? We're going to take a brief at ease. DNR is trying to call in to answer the question that I had of whether the amendment would create a fiscal note. Brief at ease.
record, the public hearing has been open and closed on the CS for House Bill number 41. I'd like to offer on page 2 a conceptual amendment to take the 5-year sunset down to 2 years. Is there an objection so we can at least talk about it?
Object.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. This bill is coming at us really fast. I prefer to hang on to the bill until next year, personally. So at least with the sunset, it would be back to us if there are members on this committee that want to move it forward. That's why I ask for the consideration of 2 years. And then we can have a conversation later this afternoon if we want to move the bill or not. Is the objection maintained?
No.
That being said, the conceptual amendment to reduce the sunset from 5 years to 2 years has been adopted. With that, I'd ask the committee to set the bill aside so that we can take up another proposed amendment in the afternoon, as well as hear from DNR whether the proposal to allow online training would require the department any additional cost. Co-Chairman Kelly, you've been here for some time. We do have something at the bottom of the agenda that I'd like to get done regarding the use of a contractor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This has to be brought up before the committee to meet statutory requirements, and it regards the contract for Bill Struer in my office, and he's worked with others as well. And to retain Mr. Struer over the course of the year, we need to extend his contract, and I will do it through a motion.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Senate Finance Committee authorize the chairs as procurement officers to extend the contract with Mr. William Struer for consulting services relating to the Department of Health and Social Services and Medicaid, not to exceed a total contract extension of $60,000 for professional services provided through December 31st, 2015.
Is there any objection from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, the extension to Mr. William Struer for $60,000 through December 31st, 2015 is approved.
Madam Chair, just a thank you to the committee, and I would just restate that in that it was an amount not to exceed $60,000.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chairman. Brief at ease, we had, I believe, someone from Parks show up, and I want to see if they were here to answer the fiscal note. Brief at ease. Record, Mr. Ben Ellis from DNR Park and Rec is here. If I could ask the members to reopen their folder on the CS for House Bill number 41. It's an act relating to sports fishing services, sports fishing operators, and sports fishing guides, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Ellis, we had a proposed amendment that we received in my office, and I wanted to toss it out before we had public hearings so that the general public knew what could be on the table as far as online training goes. The amendment or the proposed amendment has the word shall in it, and so as the Finance Committee, we're wondering whether there would be additional cost to DNR to provide that online training in a shall category.
Madam Chair, for the record, I'm Ben Ellis, Director of Parks and Outdoor Recreation in the Department of Natural Resources. Currently, The requirement for Kenai River guides to take a guide academy class to be qualified to receive a guide permit from my division is a 1 week in-person class that is put on by the Kenai Peninsula College. They're the ones that created the curriculum. They're the ones that collect the fees, the money, and the money goes toward that program. We in the division have not looked at an online class, nor do we have the technical ability to at this time to offer it online. When I saw some draft language a day or two ago, it was talking about giving the commissioner the ability to offer an online class. I felt comfortable with that language because it didn't require it. I would have a very difficult time today creating a fiscal note because, I mean, my first action would be to go to the Kenai Peninsula College and see if they were interested in creating an online class and offering it as an online class. If they were not, then I would need to explore what it would take to create an online class. And I'm not opposed to an online class. I think there are many advantages to offering it, or maybe even offering one or the other. One of the benefits of having an in-person class is that the potential new guide has the opportunity to talk to master guides that have been on the river for a number of years to sort of learn the ropes, and along with interfacing with park rangers, ADF&G, personnel that are out on the river. That's the strength of the in-person class. In many ways, it's the weakness of the in-person class because those master guides, especially, it's becoming harder and harder to find folks that will volunteer their time to come in to do those types of things. Obviously, for the agency personnel, they can be assigned to do it, and that's part of their workload. But to interface with the professional guides that have been there for a while, I'm told, is becoming more difficult. So in the sense, one side it's the strength because they get a face-to-face opportunity to talk to people and interface. The other is that it's becoming more difficult, and an online class may be more applicable.
Thank you for those comments. Senator Bishop, did you have a question?
Madam Chairman, thank you. Director Ellis, I'm going off of memory in my association with the Peninsula College in the past, but I thought they had a guide program at the college. Is that accurate?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, yes. This is the class that they offer is the class that qualifies for the guide education as part of a Kenai River guide stipulation permit through my division.
Okay, follow up?
Senator Bishop.
So did I hear you might be proposing having a discussion with them to help set up an online class?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, yes. As this topic came up this year in session, I have said in several meetings that we would start looking at it regardless if this bill does anything or not.
Right.
It has been brought to my attention these concerns or these drawbacks of the in-person class, and so we're going to be moving on that one way or the other.
Thank you.
Senator Machicki.
Yeah, Mr. Rella, Director Rella, you might give a little history so folks don't think that this was a requirement placed on the Kenai River Professional Guide Association and the other guide members on the river, that it's actually they initiated it themselves as a hands-on safety measure.
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, you're correct. Gosh, I would be hard-pressed to remember whether it was 6 years ago or 7 years ago, but within the last 10 years, I think I can safely say that the class was developed because there, let's go back in time, before our the King Salmon collapse or the reduction of King Salmon on the Kenai River in the last few years, there was a growing cadre of guides, especially new guides, that were coming to the river. And it was extremely busy on the river in June and July. And many of the newer guides had no river experience, had no concept of how that fishery was prosecuted. So actually the Professional Guides Association and others came to the university and said, could you offer a class that at that time every guide, there was no guide that had ever participated because there was no class. So there was a 5-year sort of period where current Kenai River guides could take a class within that 5-year period of time and continue on then being a professional guide. That period has passed. I believe that was about 4 years ago. And now the class, there are only a few weeks that are offered, and they are those that are the new coming guides. All of the previous guides have taken the class and passed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Any other questions? Director Ellis, thank you for coming over to the Capitol so quickly. I'm sorry to make you run. Just to clarify, conceptual amendment number one on the sunset date from 5 years to 2 years, that would be for the entire bill, not just for one particular section. With that, we can set this bill aside for purely last 48 hours of session. I'm going to recess this meeting. It's not my expectation to call you back in until 1:30 after our floor session, but in an effort to make sure we have as much flexibility as possible to work in these last few hours of the legislative first year of the legislative session, I'll go recess, and then we'll adjourn that meeting most likely when we come back into session at 1:30. But for right now, we're at recess. afternoon. This is the Senate Finance Committee. It is a continuation of Saturday, April 18, 2005, 9 a.m. agenda. For the body is HB 105. If I could invite Senator Terrio, Deputy Commissioner Perry. Welcome to Senate Finance. We have a CS before us, the Senate CS for House Bill Number 105 Finance, /F. And at the committee this afternoon, continuing a full complement, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, Co-Chairman Kelly, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Vice Chairman Pachicki, and myself, Senator McKinnon. Mr. Terrio, if you could identify yourself for the record and then provide any feedback that for the committee's consideration on the CS.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm Gene Terrio with AEA. And I did appreciate an invitation by your staff to look over the CS one last time. I did not see anything that was problematic. I believe all the language did get incorporated as intended. And I believe we did send over a draft fiscal note that accommodates or fits to the content of the CS right now.
Mr. Terrio, could you explain on page 6, line 22, the word propane has been left off? And if we could just pause for a moment so the Finance Committee can turn to page 6.
Madam Chair, what is the draft version?
The draft version is F. Page 6, Senator Terrio.
Yes, Madam Chairman. Deputy Commissioner and I have discussed that and it came from a conversation with Legislative Legal, and he's prepared to speak to that.
Mr. Parity.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Fred Parity, Deputy Commissioner, DCCED. Deletion of the word propane in a discussion with Ledge Legal, there was a feeling that natural gas was sufficiently broad to cover that term, and I will carry that interpretation to the ADA board at the appropriate time.
Co-Chairman Kelly, Senator Pachicki.
Madam Chair, I would defer to Senator Pachicki. He knows far more about the subject.
Madam Chair, technically liquid petroleum gas is propane. Adding the words or propane at the end of the sentence on line 22 and after the words natural gas on line 24 would be more appropriate and would expand the potential for ADA to not have to. And you can ask how they feel about that, but I do believe those conceptual amendments would be more fitting.
Madam Chairman, I would agree with the Senator.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Pachicki, a conceptual amendment, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move conceptual amendment 1. And that would be to add the words or propane at the end of line 22. And the words or propane after the words natural gas on line 24.
Of page 6. Of page 6.
Of page 6.
To restate the amendment that's conceptual before us, on page 6, line 22, after the word natural gas, insert or propane. On page 6, line 24, after the word natural gas, insert or propane. Is there any objection to this conceptual amendment? Seeing and hearing none, page 6 has been amended.
Thank you.
Any additional comments, Mr. Parity?
No, ma'am.
Senator Terrio, on the draft before us? Thank you. Senator Pachicki, if I could have you walk us through the fiscal note.
Yes, Madam Chair. Fiscal note is the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The appropriation is the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. The allocation is the same. The OMB component number is 1234. Total operating FY16 through FY21 is zero. There is no estimated supplemental FY15 or estimated capital costs in FY16. This is zero fiscal note, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Are there questions on the fiscal note? Is there any further discussion on the bill? I do have several members of the ADA, online and off-net. Mark Davis, Nick
Simoniak.
Simoniak, thank you for the help. John Springsteen and Ted Manoa.
I have a comment, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
I just have a comment, and it's praise for ADA. They came in with a concept, and it was a simple concept, and they allowed us to, and supported an expansion of potential that could very well end up with generational low-cost energy to Fairbanks, and they've been very good to work with, and I just want to thank them for that.
Senator Kelly, Senator Bishop, any comments?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki, may I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move Senate Committee Substitute for the Committee Substitute for House Bill 105 Finance 29-GH1019F as amended from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for the CS for House Bill number 105 Finance moves from committee. Brief at ease. Back on the record. With that concludes all the items that we are going to take up from the 9 o'clock meeting. For everyone's, we have several bills that still may have some action. We had that uniform, if you recall, the uniform child parentage bill that I think was important to the governor. I believe that just came into our possession. We have a conversation that has started on HB 41 and on HB 178, so those are potential items for a future meeting. But right now we're going to, what will happen in just a few minutes is we'll end the 9 a.m. meeting, and then the 1:30 p.m. meeting will be at the call of the chair as we go back down to the floor to prepare to do the business that's on the calendar on the floor today. Any questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, the 9 a.m. meeting is adjourned, and the afternoon meeting is to the call of the chair.